or shotgun bow into a cage match.
And now that you walked the state in 3 days, they're not going to do it.
Well, how you doing this afternoon, Doug?
I'm doing great. That was quite a physical feat in all seriousness.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, I know how old I am. I know that you've got to be close to the same age. And you look really, really good for somebody that just did that.
Well,
your injuries are fairly minor.
I feel it. We
are the same age, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 52.
Better you than me.
Well, you know, I'm physically fit.
And absolutely. That's pretty apparent.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think I could do it.
Right.
And I just paced myself. And there's one thing I didn't count on was the fact that my feet would blister.
Yeah, that happens on those walks.
That was one thing I didn't count on.
So you don't do a lot of walkathons historically?
No, I usually jog. You know, that's pretty much until, like I say, when I organized this event along with my staff a few months ago, it was about 4 or 5 months ago, my idea was to be able to walk with the people. I mean, we made it a walk to where we could walk with people.
Right.
But when they weren't walking, then I'd go ahead and jog it, you know, cover the distance. But 2 months ago, I pulled a hamstring jogging.
You had to walk this one.
So this one I had to walk, and I got my hamstring working in the way that I could speed walk.
Right.
And try to make as much distance as I could. And so that's
quite a feat, and you did some good work for a few charities, we hope.
Well, awareness, if anything, and to let people know, get out here, it's physical fitness. Get out here in American Heart Association. That's a lot of it.
Now, where did you get the federal money for your walking path that you took up the state? Who gave you the grant and the subsidy, or how did you raise taxes to pay for the walking path, or did you just walk?
No, I pay taxes like you do and everybody else does.
So you just walked across the state. You didn't have a special trail or a national park service or anything, and Senator Coons wasn't there pointing at the approved route. You just did this, right?
No, I use the same path everybody else does.
See, we're stupid like that where I'm from. We don't need a trail or a park. We just go for a walk. You know,
just go
for a walk. Yeah. See, that's what you did. And we're going to continue to talk to Lacey Lafferty, but I would be remiss if I did not mention I would get a green fly swatter all upside my handsome young head if I did not say at this time it's Mystery Newsmaker time. And the first caller to identify the Mystery Newsmaker that was featured on this afternoon's Rush Limbaugh program will win a $25 gift certificate from one of our newsmaker sponsors and be eligible for a $1,000 cash drawing on Memorial Day. You must be over 18 to play and you were limited to one winning. I'll take the third caller right now. Caller number one, so sorry, so sad, too bad, you're the first caller. Caller number two, close but no cigar. And caller number three, you are caller number three. Do you know who the mystery newsmaker is?
I'm going to take a guess and say it's Bush.
First name?
George.
Okay, you got it. Woo-hoo! We have a winner on the Mystery Newsmaker. I had to make it a little tougher. I had to get the first name, too. Now, what's your first name in town, sir?
Name's John. I'm calling from Laurel.
John from Laurel. Let me reach into the mystery bag here and see what you've won. You've won a $25 gift certificate, courtesy of the Mail Stop. And, John, you're going to be eligible for our $1,000 drawing on Memorial Day. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
All righty, you sit still for that. John, what I need you to do is I need you to stay on the line. We're going to let folks hear a traffic and weather update, and you and I are going to get your particulars so we can make sure you get your prize claim right and proper. Goodbye, you.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, stand by, John. Do not go anywhere. Hey, folks, you don't go anywhere either. En español, no toque ese dial. That's right. Don't go anywhere. We know where you live.
You're running quiet.
This WGMD Reliant Traffic Report is a service of Complete Tree Care and Complete Lawn Care. Licensed and insured, competitive pricing, and dependable service. For a free estimate on all your tree and lawn care needs, call 947-2273 or on the web, CompleteTreeCare.us.
You're running quietly at this point, heading through Denton, the eastbound side of Route 404. No major problems crossing over the Delaware State Line to Bridgeville, approaching Route 13. And you continue to run while run toward Georgetown. It's a quiet trip as well, heading through Seaford on southbound Route 13 as you make your way to Salisbury, approaching Route 50. And you're up to speed in Salisbury on eastbound Route 50 as you continue in toward Ocean City. No problems on eastbound Route 90 and toward the Ocean City area either. This traffic update is brought to you by Raker Appliance Repair School. Out of work, underpaid, or just hate your job, Uncle Harry has trained thousands of appliance repair technicians, and he can train you too. New students earn between $60 and $80 an hour just to start. Call today, start today. 800-260-0148. 800-260-0148. I'm Rick Dixon, WGMD, Reliant Traffic.
You can get a Verizon Wireless Alexa 7-inch tablet for free. Now at Atlantic Cellular, in both locations, Lewis and Oak Orchard, or call 644-2644 for details.
Home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand-new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states, NMLS number 33.
AccuWeather brought to you by McGee Plumbing and Heating. If you need to replace your heating or air conditioning system, call the local experts at McGee Plumbing and Heating, 856-6311.
A spotty shower, thunderstorm this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, the low 55. Sunshine mixing with some clouds tomorrow, high 69, partly cloudy tomorrow night, down to 48. And Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, a shower in spots late in the day or into the evening, the high Saturday up to 70. For WGMD's exclusive AccuWeather, this is meteorologist John Fearer.
They call it fishing, not catching. But you'll have the advantage with a WGMD Fishing Report with Captain Bill Baker. Weekday mornings before the Marine Forecast at 6:30 on 92.7, the talk of Delmarva.
The country gentleman. Give them a hand, would you?
From my man JP off yonder, out and away, going and doing. JP, that's the old set. That was Charlie Waller and the boys. And if you don't know what we're talking about, don't worry about it. It's bluegrass music. It's hillbilly music. Now, onward to the 20th century. Thank you for tuning in to WGMD and WGMD.com. I'm Doug Beatty in studio with Lacey Lafferty. Lacey, you're the only declared Republican so far for governor in 2016, right?
Yes, sir.
And there's nobody else that's declared their intention to run for governor?
No, sir.
So how come when I read these newspaper articles written by these fine young journalists, why do they mention every Republican in the state but Lacey Lafferty?
Oh, I couldn't answer that question. Maybe they're scared of me. Maybe they don't want to give me any publicity, so
It was the cage match joke. I mean, it was a joke, people. She's not going to put you in a cage match. Talk to her. My goodness. She's very friendly and personable. I love a young lady. Just happens to be very physically fit. But that's were any other politicians with you the whole way?
Yeah. Jeff Christopher. Sheriff Christopher. Sussex County
He's
Sheriff.
Kind of a politician. He ran for office.
Yeah.
But Jeff's more like a starry-eyed troublemaker. I just love him, though. Because, he's so dedicated to what he's doing.
Yes.
And and I know, and a lot of people close to him know, unlike his detractors say, he's not trying to play cop. He could go many places around the country and get a real job with, close to six-figure or better income with his skills and experience. But he's staying here and fighting this fight because he believes it's right. Now, you're a farmer.
Yes, sir.
And you're a retired police officer. You're a mom.
Yes.
And you really don't need the hassles of being governor. You've never really been a publicity or a limelight seeker. Why do you want to serve?
I want to serve the people. I want them to have the opportunity to have someone in there that represents them for a change. I mean, we haven't had that in such a long time. And all these career politicians seem, when they're out here stumping in an election year, you don't see them any other time. They're always out here saying they're going to do this and do that. And when they get in the office, they don't do it. And frankly, I'm like everyone else. I'm just as disturbed with the events that go on in the state as anyone. So I just wanted to jump in there and let people know that I'm in it for them, and I'm in it to win it.
You know, when I found out, when I jumped headfirst into politics, I was very naive about politics in general, especially devil air politics. And now I would classify myself as an advanced newbie. I know a little bit after a couple years. The thing is that people just seem to come out in these little attack modes if you're not part of the system. You know what I mean? And we see this happening to you already. Mm-hmm. I normally don't pick on individuals unless they go out of their way to pick on me and post copyrighted materials from Warner Brothers Studios on a right-wing fundraising website. What a moron, like Frankie Knotts. Now Frankie is a little pigeon-chested, rhino, whatever, but he does like to carry water, and whenever they tell him to attack somebody, he just does, and he never stops. Somebody told him to go after Wolf like 12 years ago, and he's never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That wouldn't wash where I live, because you know how it goes way out in the country. You have to act right or else. But that happens here in Delaware. Why do you think the attacks have come to you so early from establishment Republicans?
All I can think of is if they think they can attack me now, maybe I'll go away.
Yeah.
They couldn't be so far wrong as far as thinking, oh, I'm going to go away. I'm just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And just like this walk, this is just a warm-up. If people don't realize that this is just a warm-up.
Yeah.
I've got things bigger and better and bolder plans that's going to coming right on down the pike. So
one criticism I hear of you all the time, Lacey, is people say, well, she doesn't define any policies or specifics. Lacey, I've heard you give the best solution of all. Put the power back in the hands of the people.
Exactly.
Why does it have to be any more complicated than that?
It's not complicated, but they want to make it complicated. And again, here it is. It's not my election year to come out with my specifics on how I'm going to do things, because you and I know how to, like you say, you know how to play poker. If you deliver your hand too soon, then they're going to take your ideas and call them as their own. So why would I want somebody to steal my ideas? Why don't you just wait 24 months and I'll tell you what my ideas are?
Right.
So nobody else steals my ideas.
Right, because then they're not your own anymore. I find it refreshing that is the mainstay of your campaign, to do what we're supposed to do and put power in the hands of the voters. What a revolutionary idea. So you know you're going to get attacked from the right and the left for being correct. But you don't seem to be bothered by that. You're just going to go forward. Not the toughest scrap you've been in, really, if we take stock of your career.
That's right. This is child's play to me.
Yeah. And Frank, if you're going to walk around talking about hitting people in the mouth, don't say that about Lacey, okay? She was a cop. She'll hit you back. I'm just advice, because I've heard people say, he goes, oh, I want to hit somebody in the mouth.
Yeah.
Don't say that about Lacey, brother, okay? Threaten me. I can't fight anymore. I only have one leg. Don't threaten Lacey, all right? Just take it out on me, kid. You'll be safe. But seriously, I mean, I joke around about this a lot, because you are in incredible physical shape. You're the same age as me, and even if I didn't have one leg that didn't work, I don't think I'd be in your kind of shape. But that's important, you know, to have health and vitality when you're talking about taking on a job like governor, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, the people want to know that you're physically, mentally capable of taking on one of the biggest jobs in the state. They want to know that you're going to be there for the long haul for them.
Right.
And they can invest in you, and you're investing in them. And the whole point of me coming out early like I did, I just took a page out of Ruth Ann Miller's book, and you know, I don't know why they want to slap me around for it, but I took it out of her book. That's the only page I took it out of her book. But they didn't knock her around when she did it, so I don't know what their premise is knocking me for doing the same thing. But I'm just giving the people a chance to get to know me versus coming out 3 or 4 months before an election.
Say, hey, look at me.
Here, look at me. You need to vote for me. I'm going to earn their vote. I'm out here. I'm going to earn your vote, because I'm out here among you, and I want to know you. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your thoughts, concerns, and insights. I walk the state, and I got the best rapport from people. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'd do it again. I met some lovely, beautiful people that I wouldn't have met otherwise.
You know, your feet and ankles are in really good shape for somebody that just walked 95 miles, but wait a week before you. That's just as much. I'm just giving you a hint here. Just wait a week. I used to do walkathons when I was young, and I've never, my best was 25 miles in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Never done what you did, even at my peak. But I did set one record you'll never break. On the lunch break for the 25 mile walkathon, I ate 10 McDonald's hamburgers and an orange drink, and I finished the rest of the walk. Now, I challenge somebody else to do that.
That's right.
10 McDonald's hamburgers. And then walk another 12 miles. Ain't gonna happen.
Well, I tell you.
WGMD.
AccuWeather is sponsored by Ruth Harrington, your authorized distributor of Nutrisystem products. Over 130 delicious foods. Pick the foods you want and lose weight. 645-1784.
A spotty shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, the low 55. Sunshine mixing with some clouds tomorrow, high 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, down to 48. And Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, a shower in spots late in the day or into the evening. The high Saturday up to 70. For WGMD's exclusive AccuWeather, this is meteorologist John Fear.
It's Thursday, and we're getting a little closer to the end of the week at the Cottage Cafe, right, Brett Poffenberger?
Absolutely, and Thursday, this is our second season, so we are now into those specials, and tonight is our most popular one, which is prime rib for only $14.99, or we have chicken and dumplings for only $10.99. If you can't make it tonight, there's always our famous Friday fish fry tomorrow for only $13.99, or something new, our pesto shrimp pasta dish for only $15.99.
Prime rib at the Cottage Cafe, Bethany Beach.
Health insurance is everyone's concern, and the insurance market is your life and health specialist. I'm Stephen Hartstein with Insurance Market. Since 1900, the insurance market has provided choices and saved money for thousands of Delmarva customers. Representing over 50 financially sound insurance companies, we are Delmarva's number one provider of independent insurance and financial services with 5 locations to serve you. Find your solutions today by calling toll-free 1-800-999-7518 or on the web at insurancechoices.com.
This is Bill Schreider from In-N-Out Tires and Auto Care. Does your repair shop send you reminders for your oil changes and scheduled maintenance? Does it give you free courtesy inspection every time you come in? No, we do. Make us your repair shop. In-N-Out Tires and Auto Care, Millsboro, 934-1900.
Today, you listen to the talk of Delmarva. The dial setting is 92.7. The call letters are WGMD. The station name is 92.7 WGMD. Today, you listen to the talk of Delmarva. The dial setting is 92.7. The call letters are WGMD. The station name is 92.7 WGMD.
Yep, yep, hey, ADIO, having fun on the radio. That's a man of constant sorrow going out to our esteemed Attorney General, Bo Biden. Nope, I didn't say that on the air, did I, Lisa? Was my mic on?
No.
Nobody heard that, did they?
I was thinking out loud.
Yeah, I was thinking out loud. Nobody heard that. Okay, bygones. Well, Lacey, it's a long way until we really start campaigning in 2016, but you're already settled in. I can see that look in your eye. You're going to do this. I know when cops have that look, that means they're going to do something no matter what you say to them.
No matter.
Yeah, you can say, no, officer, don't, please don't tow my car. And when they got that look, they'll just tow it over to the next state if you keep on.
Nobody's going to talk me out of this.
Yeah, nobody's going to talk you out of this. And going forward towards the election, who do you think the Republicans have put up against you, or would you speculate at this point?
It's hard to say.
As long as they don't put a really good writer and deep thinker like Frank Knotts up, I think you'll be okay. I was, of course, being facetious.
Yeah.
But I really look forward to this campaign and seeing what's going on.
I do, too. I think it's going to be exciting, and that's what I want it to be. I had it, and just like this walk, it was thoroughly enjoyable and exciting, and people that I met, they were excited that they're ready for this. They're ready for something new. They're tired of the same old status quo. They're tired of the career politicians. I couldn't tell you how many people were ready and willing to take something on here. And I met some very wonderful people in going through Wilmington. I had a great time going through Wilmington. I couldn't believe the amount of people that were on the side of the streets, and I was shaking their hands, and they were saying, hey, they could not believe that I walked the entire state just to come up there and meet them and walk through there. I had a disabled veteran walk the last mile with me. I mean, I had a veteran come out, a retired Marine come out and give me a Challenge Marine coin and says, hey, give him hell, Lace, give him hell. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I wanted people to know that I'm ready and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win this thing. And that means walking the state for you. That means walking from the southern part to the northern part just to meet you and shake your hand and say, hey, buddy, or hey, ma'am, I'm here for you, and you can take it to the bank.
Well, Lacey, it's certainly a very impressive physical feat, and we've got a couple callers here. Caller, you're live on WGMD with Doug and Lacey. Is this Wendy?
Yes, it is. Doug, Lacey.
I'm completely surrounded by hotness. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, I think probably, and it's a good thing, Lacey's maybe one of her biggest challenges is breaking through that fear that a lot of people have gotten used to, having, continual line of politicians and candidates, as in Republicans and Democrats, who's made a pattern of history, a habit of saying and doing anything they can to get elected and then stay elected and making themselves career politicians. And so people seem to me have come to think that is situation normal. And there's something new, like, you know, somebody who's open and honest is scary for them.
And now we have somebody with standing and the staying power and the means to do it for the long haul. I'm pretty excited about this.
Well, you know, I've only met Lacey once or twice, but personally I get a sense that, you know, what you see is what you get. And, you know, I find that refreshing. And
absolutely.
I'd like to know more about some of her positions at some point.
That's coming up as closer. You got to stay tuned close to the election. Remember, when you miss a little, you miss a lot.
Oh, I keep my ears on the radio and in politics.
Thank you so much for the call, Wendy. I appreciate it.
Keep going.
All right. Take care. And, we got another caller here. Caller, you're live with Doug Beatty and Lacey Lafferty. Who's this?
Hey, Doug. My name is Barry. I live in Clarksville, Delaware.
Hey, Barry. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell Lacey I like what she stands for. She's got my vote, and I've got her back. I just hope she continues on what she's planning.
Thank you, sir.
I sure do, too. Thank you very much for the call.
You.
We appreciate it.
You bet.
And, Lacey, we're going to have people with green fly swatters aimed at my head here in a matter of about 90 seconds. So tell folks how they can get a hold of you and learn more about what you're doing.
You can contact me at LaceyLafferty@gov2016@yahoo.com and also through my websites, www.LaceyLafferty.org. You can contact me and subscribe to my monthly newsletter. I'm available all the time, anytime you message me, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you.
Amen. You can find her on Facebook. And
yeah, Facebook.
You know me, she's in my friend's feed.
Yep.
And folks, don't be shy. Get a hold of Lacey. Let her know what you're thinking.
Yeah, Facebook. I'm always on Facebook, as Doug is. We all are.
And, you know, in the interest of being fair, I do want to invite her only announced opponent at this point, Bo Biden, to come on the show whenever he likes, with or without Lacey. And it's only a joke, Bo. There's no cage match.
Hey, I invited him to go on the walk with me. I mean, I was on the radio last week, and I said, you know, he's healthy. He's ready to go. Come on, Bo.
Let's go on.
I mean, the walk was for everybody, anybody that wanted to come.
What a disappointment.
I mean, I didn't see, he was a no-show. So.
Oh, man. Well, you know, maybe if we send him an engraved invitation like they do up there in Wilmington.
Maybe so.
Maybe just a phone call is too crude for royalty. That's what I'm thinking. Chip, chip, cheerio, and all that is coming up on 5:30 here at the Talk of Delmarva. And I believe Bill Colley's going to have a few thoughts on news like, you know, right about now, man.
More than just the score. Hey, it's Mike Bradley. Catch my sports reports here on 92.7 WGMD. Here's your WGMD marine forecast. Small craft advisory in effect for tonight. The wind from the west at 7 to 14 knots. Waves 2 to 4 feet out on the ocean. Inland waters, probably a light chop at worst. Wind from the west.
Tomorrow, 8 to 16 knots. Again, waves 2 to 4 feet. Visibility mostly unrestricted.
And that's your WGMD marine forecast. This is meteorologist John Fierick. Join Jim Rash weekdays 9 to noon on the Talk of Delmarva, WGMD.
Another update from your local news source, 92.7 WGMD.
WGMD News Time is 5:30. Here's Bill Colley.
Thank you, Doug. The man that some people say is the most powerful individual in Delaware, even more powerful than the governor, is moving on. 75 degrees at our WGMD studios and the WGMD News brought to you by Nanticoke Health Services. Choose Nanticoke to ensure that you receive high-quality care. Nanticoke, always caring, always here. Check out nanticoke.org. The National Wildlife Federation has a new director. It means DENRET has a vacancy. That is because Delaware's top environmental watchdog, Colin O'Mara, is leaving for the Wildlife Post. O'Mara has been on board as DENREC secretary for 5 years. He was a native of Syracuse, New York, who briefly worked in California, came to Delaware at the age of 29. If you're wanting to see what people think about Mr. O'Mara, just moments ago I talked to the executive director of Delaware's Positive Growth Alliance, Rich Collins. The two often battled, not only at Leg Hall, but also in the court system.
I just say that every negative initiative that we ever saw, everything we ever said was a problem, from what I could see, he and the department virtually always just continued to plow straight ahead regardless.
There is no discussion yet about who's going to succeed O'Mara in Delaware. It's considered more than just bad form to break into a home while dressed like ninjas, demand drugs, and then fire a shotgun into a roof, especially when a four-year-old is asleep inside. It's what Delaware State Police say two Lewis men did earlier this week at a Love Creek mobile home park. The men have been arrested and sit inside Sussex Correctional Institute. 24-year-old Nicholas Beardsley and 26-year-old Matthias Kellner face a long, long list of charges. Police in Dover tell WGMD a drunken city man tried to grab a police officer's gun as he was being arrested. 49-year-old David Kimmick had barricaded himself in a bathroom after he was accused of punching a woman in her face. When police talked him out, he fought with officers and three times grabbed for the gun. He ended up face down and handcuffed. He's being evaluated for mental issues and faces charges for assault and resisting arrest. There is a greater effort to get younger people involved in scientific research. U.S. Energy Secretary Ernie Moniz explaining details of a new program for U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
Another thing I like about EBSCOR so much is, and I think we can even increase our focus on undergraduates participating in the research, because frankly, we have undergraduate talent all across this country, and many of them don't have the access to the research opportunities that others do.
The men were speaking at a U.S. Senate hearing about scientific research. Coons is seeking more funding for alternative energy sources. Democrats believe increasing the national minimum wage would be good for the economy and spur consumer spending. They aren't pleased Republicans are stonewalling the effort. Democrat and U.S. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland claims the Republicans are just plain mean-spirited.
Think about this. If you work 40 hours a week and you receive the minimum wage, there's not a state in this country where you can get affordable housing.
Cardin spoke during debate on the Senate floor. Most states already have a minimum that matches or is even higher than the federal proposal. And bikes like Delaware and Maryland. That's what the League of American Bicyclists says. The organization ranked Delaware 4th and Maryland 7th this year as far as being the most bicycle-friendly states in the country. WGMD News Time is 5:34 Sports
News. When you don't feel well and can't wait for a doctor's appointment, Nanacoke Immediate Care is here for you with two locations providing walk-in care for minor injuries and illnesses 7 days a week. Located in Georgetown on West Market Street and in Seaford across from the post office. When getting better just can't wait. Feel good about choosing Nanacoke Immediate Care. Learn more at www.nanacoke.org/immediate care.
Sports brought to you by this member of our WGMD Sports Booster Scholarship Program.
I'm Dr. Mike Sherrill. If you put yourself on the sidelines, I'll get you back in the game fast. Apple Chiropractic, MillsboroChiropractor.com, 644-4912.
Pirates, game one is already underway. Bud Norris is on the mound for the Birds in that one. Bill Colley will have an update on that game in just a second. Game two, first pitch roughly at 7:05. Chris Tillman goes to the mound for the Birds in that one. He's opposed by Brandon Compton. And earlier today, the Orioles took third baseman Manny Machado off the disabled list and activated him. They made a corresponding move by sending infielder Steve Lombardozzi down to AAA Norfolk. Minor league baseball action, the Blue Rocks are on the road to Carolina. First pitch at 7. Miguel Amonte is on the mound for the Rocks. The Shorebirds are on the road at Savannah. First pitch at 7:05. Mitch checks on the mound for the Birds in that one. NFL news, Ravens running back Ray Rice pleaded not guilty to a third-degree charge of aggravated assault and applied for a pretrial intervention program today in Mays Landing, New Jersey. The pretrial intervention program is a diversion program that permits certain defendants, particularly first-time ones, to avoid formal prosecution. If Rice is not approved for the program, his next court date is scheduled for May 29th. Prosecutors have offered a plea agreement in which Rice would receive probation with no jail time and undergo anger management counseling. News out of the NHL, the Capitals have traded goalie Yaroslav Halak to the New York Islanders in exchange for a fourth-round draft pick. And a high school sports action in Bayside Lacrosse, the J.M. Bennett boys are hosting Wicomico. They'll face off at 6:30. Mike Bradley, WGMD Sports.
And right now, we're in the fourth inning. The Orioles still having some poverty at the plate. Pittsburgh leading Baltimore by a count of 1-0. And we have a look at business, too, on WGMD. Business report brought to you by Route 9 Auto Center. If your vehicle needs a tune-up or its injectors cleaned, Route 9 Auto Center can do it all.
Call Route 9 Auto Center at 856-3941. An analyst at Challenger Gray and Christmas says teen unemployment is high, but not always because there aren't summer jobs. He sees a trend where many teens no longer want to work during their high school years. And jobless claims may again be rising. GDP growth is lackluster, and consumer confidence is low. And yet, consumer spending is rising. WGMD News Time is 5:37. Wall Street Journal update just ahead.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Bruce Bale. It was a mixed close for the market today as the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points, closing at 16,558. The NASDAQ Composite rose 12 points. The S&P 500 fell a fraction. Money spent to put up new buildings rose a small amount last month. The Commerce Department said construction spending rose 0.2%, though it was spread over several types of projects, from apartments to homes to factories and offices. Applications for building permits fell, though, signaling a possible slowdown in construction in the months ahead. Ford has confirmed that Chief Operating Officer Mark Fields will succeed Alan Mulally as CEO when Mulally retires in July, about 6 months earlier than expected. Mulally will also give up his seat on Ford's board, and he said he's not sure what he'll do after leaving the CEO job that he's held for the last 7 years. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Marcia's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend, her roommate. She put Marcia close to $100,000 in debt. Marcia ended up losing her home. A few years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the proactive protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend attempting to get a loan in Marcia's name. With LifeLock's help, Marcia was able to stop the fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances and good name. Marcia found out the hard way that identity theft has become so complex, you simply can't find it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't make the mistake of thinking identity theft will never happen to you. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. No one can prevent all identity theft.
Why battle Mother Nature's wrath to get the morning paper? We have all you need to know right here between 5 and 9 a.m. Mike and Jake in the morning on 92.7 WGMD and WGMD.com.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go.
There, bring us right back into the thick of the conversation. Thank you for listening to 92.7 FM, WGMD, and WGMD.com. If you'd like to reach the show, it's so easy to do. Call up WGMD at 945-9292, 800-518-9292, and pound 92.7, a free call. Compliments of Verizon Wireless and Atlantic Cellular, your authorized agent for Verizon Wireless. You're listening to Doug Beatty. Bill Collin and I are getting you home today, and let's go right to the phones. Caller, you're live on WGMD.
How are you today, Doug? This is Mac from near Berlin.
Hey, Mac, how's everything going in the coolest small town in America?
Pretty cool, but it was warm today.
Amen.
Just an aside from my point, every now and then there's something worth reading in the Daily Times.
Right.
Yesterday,
on weather forecast for today,